Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Graham Bell. Welcome one and all. Some of you via invitation, where applicable, might teach Judge Mice, Peter, and Paul, joining me each and every day, ubiquitous audience, one and all, going into our sixth year of daily shows, 7 days, 365. At three audio daily offerings in a YouTube channel offering, which is Bill Holt at Bill Holt 8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe where you feel comfortable in doing so. Continue to like us and share us here at the shows, audio version wise. We've been blessed to be on most all platforms where you'd hear any podcast show. And we do continue to grow exponentially with your help in that regard, and we appreciate you doing that. Today, we'll be here for about 35-40 minutes. This will be a continuation of my BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour podcast show. Today, a little bit later, whichever you hear first and see first, my guest Tim Doyle from China will be joining us, talking about many subjects in Chinese culture, being a resident for the last 10 years there himself. But here today, and maybe in future episodes, we'll have Tim shed upon. I'm going to talk, continuing in my self-teaching of the Mandarin language and the culture, and my enjoyment of history overall. So we're going to take a look at pets in Chinese culture and history, pets a little tiny bit as it pertains to subjects I've been talking about with heart-brain coherence and meditating with my own two brother cats, Brady and Brody, for years. So hopefully you'll have some fun. We'll have some questions that I'm going to pose for you to feel free to have you guys and gals interchange and exchange at our daily polls at the shows, leaving us voicemail messages to help interact with the shows. So deep calming breath. We'll come back and we'll start in with pets in the culture, Chinese culture, and heart-brain coherence, and meditating with your pets. We'll be right back in 10 seconds. Thanks for joining us. Okay, nice deep calming breath. Welcome back. And referring to some of the archival shows that we've talked about over the weeks, months, and years as it pertains to Mandarin culture, Chinese language, my embarkment on self-teaching the Mandarin language, and a combination of all of the above. Today, we're going to follow up on a meow-ditation, M-E-O-W-E-I-T-A-T-I-O-N, meditation, cat, meow, meow-ditation. I'll be here all week. Don't forget to tip your waiters and waitresses, and never drive drunk. Goofing around, exploring the influence of Chinese culture on heart-brain coherence and meditation with your host, me, Grandpa Bill, with occasional interjections from Brady and Brody, not so much today unless they walk in at time of taping and we're not doing this on camera. However, I've done a series of videos with them on camera, meditating with them and with me. So the fascinating intersection of Chinese cultural practices and their potential benefits for heart-brain coherence and meditative states, something we talk about at the weekly guided coherence meetings led by Seth Leif Brzezinski from Maine, here in Maine, about global exposure. FreedomSnap.org each and every Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Do join us if you're not already doing so. Thank you. So welcome. Let's introduce ourselves to the topic of Chinese cultural influence on mindfulness and meditation. Going to take a look at the concept of heart-brain coherence and its benefits of well-being, as we've done overall in my own shows, in conjunction with the weekly coherence meetings, introducing ourselves and our furry friends, my co-hosts whenever they're here, Brady and Brody, but your brother cats. So ancient roots, discussing the long history of meditation and mindfulness practices in Chinese culture, dating back millennia, exploring key concepts like Taoism, Confucianism and Buddhism, archival shows, where we've emphasized on harmony, balance, and inner peace, highlighting specific practices like Qigong and Tai Chi and their principles and potential benefits for emotional regulation and focus over my workouts for geriatrics, aka Soul Streakers, good for all kids from 1 to 92, all things health, nutrition, healthcare, predominantly for we silver streakers, but having Gen Zers both in the listening audience, millennials, and of those age brackets as guests on my show. This is over the last 5.5 years, 140 in studio guests last year. So exploring the concepts of cat therapy, using my quotation fingers here in the studio, and how observing cats' calm demeanor and mindful movements can promote relaxation and focus. Going to take a look at the role of animals in Chinese culture today, particularly cats, as symbols of tranquility and good fortune in the Chinese culture historically. We'll continue to share anecdotes and stories about my cats, Brady and Brody, on camera, off camera, today, archivally, and moving forward. Today, later, when I can get them back in the room to do so. Again, 3 shows daily. We'll get to the animal version show a little bit later. Contributing to your own mindfulness practice. Deep calming breath, discussing how traditional Chinese practices are being adapted for modern audiences, including aforementioned guided meditations such as FreedomSnap.org, Tuesday evening, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, led by Seth Leif Brzezinski, inspired by nature and animal movements through myself, Grandpa Bill. We'll continue to explore resources and communities dedicated to integrating Chinese cultural elements into meditation practices. I've already had a virtual guest on with my mnemonics, magnetic memory method technique, Dr. Anthony Mativier, 2-time guest on my show, soon to be 3-time, first time this year, a little bit later in the calendar year, embraced around his most 2 recent books in his entourage of books that he's authored, and the continuing program of Magnetic Memory Method, where I do mnemonics. I had Confucius as a virtual guest just the other day, playing around with some of these ideas. We'll have a live in-studio guest in a matter of hours, Tim Doyle, talking about some other subjects of not only residing in China, but about meditation overall. And Tim will be a guest multi times coming up this year. We'll get him back to expand upon these topics, which might not occur in his upcoming visit in just a few short hours. There, we'll be talking about Reiki, the path to oneness, prelude shows that I've done about himself, his website, meditation, and a great encouraging announcement about membership program there when Tim joins me in a few short hours. Thought it would be good to embrace these around the fact that he's resided in China for some 10 years or more. He can give us some insight on all these subjects by being a resident in modern day China. So we'll briefly touch upon the ethical considerations of also in future shows talking about other species in high regard within Chinese culture, songbirds, and other animals as pets in Chinese culture, encouraging responsible ownership practices and respect for all animal welfare that I made a career of doing as a sole proprietor when I was providing human supplementation and animal supplementation so many years ago, long ago and far away. Sole proprietorship for some 27 plus years. Now, continuing to talk about all of these subjects in retirement is part of my bucket list, and again, part of my enrichment and my appreciation for history overall, myself teaching the Mandarin, and using these shows, very self-serving, to sneak in my Mandarin practices for verbal inflection and tonal inflection every day, which will come a little bit on the backside of this break. So throughout the show, we'll summarize the key takeaways from the discussions, encouraging you listeners to explore further and find your own unique ways to connect with Chinese culture, practices, and meditation, interacting with our daily polls. Today, a little bit more animal-centric here with the specific questions that we'll talk about in a moment. We'll have a call to action, inviting you to share your own experiences and questions under that regard with follow-up. So, meow meditation, unlocking serenity with Chinese wisdom with cats, from kung fu to kitty cuddles, ancient secrets for modern minds, perfect harmony, exploring the heart-brain connection with Chinese culture, and whispers of wisdom, cats, meditation, and the actual magic of the East. We'll be right back in 10 seconds. Thanks for joining us. Deep, calm, and breath going into the break. We'll come back with the final segment for extended version of about probably 15, 20 minutes. We'll be right back. Okay, deep calming breath, welcome back. Thanks for doing so. Let's have some fun with this interactive poll and trying to induce a little tiny bit more engagement. Did this over to my social media a little bit earlier. These are what I would categorize as easier questions, in my humble opinion, about pet ownership. Please be honest to yourself. Don't look up these answers as if you were doing a crossword puzzle or whatever. Don't look up the answers, preferably. If you do that, okay. But here's a few arbitrary questions that I think might be easier, and you'll help me with some research by interacting at our polls over and above our two specific questions that I'll ask at the close of the show. Here's a few for other consideration. Which animal was considered a symbol of loyalty and longevity in ancient China, making it a highly desirable pet? That's one. Unlike today, what species were actually used as hunting companions instead of dogs? Wealthy nobles sometimes kept miniature versions of this common farm animal as a status symbol. What was it? And is this statement true or false? Ancient Chinese believed that crickets served as good luck charms and fortune tellers. Kung Fu, young grasshopper. Deep calming breath, maybe some of a medium challenge for focus, brain challenge, heart-brain coherence, challenging the brain, the neural fiber highway, things we talk about at the guided coherence, and these shows, daily, weekly, yearly, many, many years in my life of practicing these, articles, blogs. Certain breeds of this popular pet were valued for their unique facial features and were even granted special privileges like riding in carriages. What are we talking about in Chinese history? Don't cheat. Some emperors employed a specific breed of dog, not for companionship, but for a surprising task. What was that task? Ancient Chinese poetry, been talking a lot about that. Self-teaching of Mandarin is full of references to birds as symbols of freedom and beauty. Which specific bird species was most loved and associated with springtime in Chinese poetry? Pet fish were enjoyed by the elite in elaborate ponds. Koi, koi, be coy in your assumption. Goofing around a little bit. But one unusual practice was sometimes associated with keeping them. Deep calming breath for fun. A couple, three more perhaps. Questions. Interact at the polls. Help me in this research. Can I have more cultural experts coming up on the show? Tim Doyle will be here in a couple of hours at time of this taping from China, resident for over a decade, shedding light, perhaps not so much on the pet ownership side of life, but Reiki, Tai Chi, Qigong, his own, the Pathness to One, the Golden Ones, the Pathness to Oneness, and his revamping membership program with some great news when Tim gets here to join us in a few short hours. Also, over at my YouTube channels, do you check those? I correlate and coordinate these daily with each other in these archival shows, daily shows, audio, and visual. On Spotify and YouTube as far as the visual capacity. So certain pet ownership trends in ancient China mirrored social hierarchies. Which animal was primarily kept by peasants and farmers, while the upper class favored another? One more. Do any remnants of ancient Chinese pet culture still exist today in popular traditions or breeds? I'm going to help you out a little bit. I'm going to mix and match what the answers are, not in this order. You can do a little bit multiple choice. To one of the questions, the answer is actually divination based on movements, piscosomancy, P-I-S-C-I-C-O-M-A-N-C-Y, piscosomancy, spelled P-I-S-C-I-O-M-A-N-C-Y. Another answer to one of the questions is rattling to hurt rodents in the palace. Other answers are deer, true, birds of prey like falcons, unicorns, likely based on descriptions of rhinoceroses, pig farmers versus monkeys, upper class, dogs, birds of prey like falcons and deer. Basically just gave you the answers. The Pekingese breed is believed to have descended from dogs favored by Chinese royalty. We'll talk more about that breed in particular at one of my animal shows a little bit later in the week, perhaps. Miniature goldfish could be considered a modern echo of the miniature deer kept by nobles. The cultural reverence of birds still echoes in the popularity of keeping singing birds in China's history today. We'll be talking about, in upcoming episodes, songbirds of China, echoes of cultural reverence, ancient symbolism. Birds have held a special place in Chinese culture for the millennia. The phoenix, a mystical bird, symbolizes rebirth and immortality. Cranes represent longevity and wisdom. Nightingales are associated with spring and beauty. These symbolic associations fueled a cultural appreciation for their melodious songs, seen as harmonizing with nature and promoting well-being. Owning a songbird was not just about entertainment. It reflected an alignment with auspicious meanings and a connection to the natural world. Keeping songbirds as pets dates back to the Han, H-A-N dynasty, 206 BC to 220 AD. Initially, royalty and nobility enjoyed this privilege, but over time it spread to broader segments of their society. Different species gained popularity within the history. Thrushes, orioles, and bulbuls were some of the favored choices. Specific regional breeds like the Sichuan thrush became prized possessions. A unique culture developed around songbird ownership. Elaborate cages were crafted from bamboo or wood, often adorned with intricate carvings and calligraphy. Feeding, care, and breeding techniques were meticulously documented and passed down through the generations. Bird singing competitions became popular, with judges evaluating the complexity and the beauty of the bird songs. These contexts reflected the deep appreciation for avian vocal artistry. Today, despite changing landscapes and animal welfare concerns, songbirds keeping remains a significant part of Chinese culture. They keep them as pets. Markets selling caged birds are still found in many cities, and bird singing enthusiasts gathered in parks and tea houses to listen to their feathered companions. However, there is a growing awareness of animal welfare issues related to keeping wild birds in captivity. Conservation efforts focus on protecting endangered species and promoting responsible ownership practices. The impact of the songbird tradition extends beyond pet ownership. Birds and their songs continue to inspire artists, poets, and musicians alike. Their presence enriches gardens and parks, contributing to a sense of tranquility and connection to nature. Get back to nature. Part of heart-brain coherence, breathing, exercises, going beyond the five senses, things we've talked about archivally. The cultural reverence for birds in China serves as a reminder of the profound impact our relationship with animals can and does have on our lives, shaping our traditions, our art, and understanding of the world around us. Take a deep, calming breath. Phasing out. So a meow-ditation journey today, meow-ditation, exploring the influence of Chinese culture on heart-brain coherence and meditation, the fascinating intersection of Chinese cultural practices and their potential benefits for heart-brain coherence in meditative states. We'll be introducing more expertise for our listeners and introducing them in upcoming topics and shows within our expanding guest list as the year fetters out. The topic of Chinese cultural influence on mindfulness and meditation. We'll have Tim Doyle shed some light upon that in a few short hours, and he'll be a frequent guest throughout the year. Briefly explaining the concept of heart-brain coherence and its benefits for well-being. Introducing ourselves and our furry co-hosts today, Mike Atz, Brady and Brody, and Forever. Discussing the long history of meditation and mindfulness practices in Chinese culture dating back to millennia. Exploring key concepts like Taoism, in Taoism, Confucianism, and Buddhism, and their emphasis on harmony, balance, and inner peace, archivally, daily, and moving forward, highlighting specific practices like Qigong and Tai Chi, their principles and potential benefits for emotional regulation and focus. More about that at our workouts for geriatrics, aka Solar Streakers, good for all kids from 1 to 92, everything. Physical workouts, resistance bands, movement, dancing, free weights, nutrition, healthcare, more. Exploring the concept of cat therapy and how observing cats calm demeanor and mindful movements, and how it actually can promote relaxation and focus. Continuing to discuss the roles of animals, particularly cats, in Chinese culture as symbols of tranquility and good fortune, some of the things we skirted here today. We'll continue sharing personal anecdotes and stories of mine with my two cats, Brady and Brody, forever. 16 years and counting for them, blessing our lives, my wife, Graham, and I, contributing to our own mindfulness practice. So we discussed how traditional Chinese practices are being adapted for modern audiences, including guided meditations like freedomsnap.org every Tuesday evening, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, led by Seth Lupuzanski. And these meditations inspired by both nature and animal movements through my efforts at my social media, these three audio version shows, and the YouTube channel. Like us, share us. Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans at Bill Holt at 8792. Hopefully you continue to perceive us as a harbinger of good information, exploring online resources and communities together, dedicated not only to integrating Chinese cultural elements into meditation practices, but sharing tips and suggestions with your audience, my audiences, our audiences, the large intuitive groups that I'm blessed to be members of. You'll be hearing about many, many more of those. Together, one star seed at a time, integrating the patchwork quilt that Apothecary Holistic Medicine is, working in synchronicity and also synergistically together, exploring many modalities with expertise within and experts. Briefly touching upon the ethical considerations of keeping animals as pets, both in China and worldwide, encouraging responsible ownership practices and respect for animal and human welfare, highlighting alternative ways to connect with nature and animals for meditative purposes, and summarizing the key takeaways in each show and each discussion with in-studio live guests, virtual guests, and topics of discussion 7 days a week, 365. We're encouraging listeners to explore further and find their own unique ways to connect with not only Chinese cultural practices and meditation, but the subject separately and succinctly and overall. We're inviting listeners to share their own experiences and questions. Again, interact at our daily polls at the message board. Anybody that's representing someone through an agency, an author, manufacturer, whatever your subject matter may be that encompasses our many topics here, always food for the mind, the body, and soul. Reach out at my message board, as that's how we book upcoming guests, existing guests, repeat guests, and topics for discussion. Meowditation, unlocking serenity and Chinese wisdom in cats, from kung fu to kitty cuddles, ancient secrets for modern minds, perfect harmony, exploring the heart-brain connection with today Chinese culture, whispers of wisdom, cat's meditation, and the magic of the East. Make it a safe and productive day. We'll say bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Peace, everybody.